Kafet Regional Districts, QRD, Planning Committee is supportive of some planned communication sites for fiber optic connections in the area but is not supportive of some others. At the June 7 Planning Committee meeting, directors reviewed a three-part motion related to the Connected Coast Partnership, which, according to a QRD staff report, plans to provide infrastructure that has the potential to improve internet connectivity for approximately 139 communities along the BC coast. When complete, the project will include 3,400 kilometers of subsea fiber optic cable. It is anticipated that the project will take 3 years to complete, according to the report. The motion stated that the planning committee recommends to the board that QRD supports communication sites at Saltery Bay, Lang Bay, Stillwater and Van Anda, with conditions that the applicant be required to provide signage about the Connected Coast project at the locations to outline the duration of construction. The second part is that the applicant ensures minimal disturbance to the foreshore and coastline during installation. The motion also stated that the planning committee recommends to the board that QRD does not support communication sites at Myrtle Point, Barney's Bar and Brew Bay based on conflicts with beach access trails in the regional district. City of Powell River Director George Dowd asked about the footprint of the fiber optic installations where the wire comes ashore. Manager of Planning Services Laura Rodden showed a diagram indicating that the installations had small vaults which would contain the infrastructure for hookup. Dowd said the installations looked like they were about 1 meter square. He wondered how much that would interfere with access to beach trails. Rodden said in staff's analysis of images provided, the application was about installing the fiber optic infrastructure only, and in the future, should a local service provider choose to supply internet service in an area, there would be further development required to connect the cable in the vault further up the right-of-way to the neighborhood. It could be below ground wires or it could be above ground wires on poles, said Rodden. In the future, there is potential for further development that impacts on the natural environment that is enjoyed by the public at the beach accesses. Electoral Area C Director Clay Brander said he was wondering if the planning department had any plans to work with the company involved in the installation to potentially relocate some of the sites slightly so they won't interfere with the beach access points. Rodden said staff have been in regular contact with staff from the company's representatives about the project. She said the line in Van Anda was originally chosen to be at a beach site and QRD staff was able to work with the company to find an alternate location near the community's dock so there wasn't an impact on the important natural park. She said staff will continue to work with the company to find alternate locations for where QRD is not recommending sites because of beach access. The planning committee supported the recommendations to the regional board for supporting and not supporting prospective fiber optic landfall sites.